Mary, do you wanna come back? Lisa? So you're in close range. Well, welcome everyone. Good afternoon. Today is the culmination of over 2 years of this community combating the open sales of synthetic drugs in our downtown. There are many people to thank as Duluth was on the front lines of what has clearly become a national problem. And this was, in many ways, testing grounds for the strength of the nation's laws as it relates to synthetic drugs. I want to thank Chief Ramsey and the Duluth Police Department for their leadership and strong voice and being on the front lines of combating the very devastating effects to our community and the criminal activity that was related directly to the sale of synthetic drugs in our downtown. Thank our city attorney, Gunnar Johnson, and also attorneys Luderman and LeCourcier for their excellent work on behalf of our community. County Attorney Mark Rubin has been a tremendous partner. Our city councilors who pass forward-looking ordinances and have been a strong advocate for opposing the sale of synthetic drugs, as well as the partnership of our local legislators who have taken an active role in advocating on our behalf at the state level. On this day, we remind ourselves of the victims of the sale of these drugs, those families who have been devastated, those young people who consumed this drug under the pretense that it was a legal alternative and ended up with devastating health effects because of the consumption of these synthetic drugs. Was approached one day by a family at Barnes & Noble, came up to me with tears in their eyes and told me the story of their son who had tried it once and got hooked and end up getting brain damage and will never be the same. Young, vibrant guy in college took these drugs and his life will be forever affected by his consumption of these synthetic drugs. So today we are feeling relief that the long, painful problem in our community is over, and appreciation for all those that have been involved in the combating of this very serious problem. This also, I think, points to the importance of perseverance and patience. This has been a very lengthy process for our community, and the negative effects as we've gone through this process have continued. The downtown business community and those that we're seeing the effects of those that are taking these drugs, folks, personnel in our emergency rooms and in our hospitals, and the families whose lives were affected because their sons or daughters were taking these drugs. But in the end, the process worked. And if somebody is set upon harming our community, there will be consequences. And today, we saw those consequences play themselves out, that these individuals were selling these drugs, damaging our community, externalizing the cost of their business model while they were making millions, putting the burden of their business model on the community of Duluth. So it's now an opportunity. We have expended tremendous resources in this community combating this very serious problem, dedicating resources from the police department as well as our city attorney's office, and now we can turn our attention to more productive undertakings and really start to grow both this part of downtown as well as our community because of the resolution that we hear today. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to somebody who has rightfully taken this issue on, taken it to heart, and a person who I think deserves a great deal of credit for his leadership over the past couple of years, and that's Chief Gordon Ramsey.
Thanks, Mayor. Just real quickly, I want to express my gratitude not only to the citizens for their patience as we investigated this case, the business community, as well as our police officers, investigators that spent thousands and thousands of hours on this case. Additionally, our federal partners, the DEA, other federal law enforcement agencies, and absolutely my sincere gratitude also goes out to the U.S. Attorney's Office, who dedicated their employees to this case and spent a significant amount of time making sure that they got this right. And very, very pleased with the outcome today. Again, it wouldn't have happened without the tremendous work of our staff, our federal partners, and of course the U.S. Attorney's Office. So have gratitude, but again, as the mayor said, you know, one of the things to remember is this impacted a lot of families and a lot of people, and that lives are forever altered because of these drugs. So this says the decision today by the jury shows that this case was indeed worth the time of all of us, and many illegal things were happening there, and now people are going to go to jail for their actions.
Gunner, do you want
to? I think you said what.
Okay. Okay. With that, we'd be happy to answer any questions that you might have.
Mayor Ness, could you kind of speak to, it's just been so long talking about this topic. When you first got the news, could you just describe your initial feelings?
Well, probably an overwhelming sense of relief that this has been a very long time coming, and a lot of uncertainty for the community, for all those that have given so much time and energy to combating this problem. A lot of uncertainty even in the weeks following during this trial and hearing the reports of the different arguments being made. And until that final decision is made, you simply don't know. So for me, because I love downtown, I see tremendous potential in this part of downtown and want to support the small business owners who are right now or had been struggling, have now seen the relief of what life can be like in our old downtown without this problem property and this problem business on their block. Now they're thriving, and we want to continue to support those businesses and allow them to do their business without carrying the burden of his business model. So I think it was primarily a relief along with a great appreciation for all those who gave so much of their time and energy and passion to making sure that this had a good end result.
You know, speaking of business, I know you don't own last place on earth, and you can't really, you know, speak on that, but what are the city's hopes, and the city's having hopes as far as an actual last place on earth building going ahead in the future here, or the money that had been seized, the millions of dollars? Is there any hopes for the city as to what's going to happen with that establishment and the money that has been seized by the courts?
You know, I don't have a clear sense of how that works going forward, and clearly that's in the hands of the U.S. attorneys who heard this case and the judges. So at this point, it's about a removal of a very serious problem in our downtown, and that's our focus today.
You mentioned how the city was on the front line of this national problem. Have you been in talk with people across the country, and if so, do you feel like today's decision really would set a precedent for other cities to follow?
Well, you know, it's been interesting, and both Gordon and Gunner have been in communication with cities across our region who are looking to Duluth to hear our story and get our advice, and these two guys have been very generous in communicating with other city attorneys and other police chiefs around the nation about our experience. And now that we've seen through the cooperation that we've had with the county attorney's office, with some officials at the state level, as well as the U.S. attorneys, that there is now a pathway forward to address this problem. That is clearly burdening communities all across this nation. And because of the strength of those partnerships and the approach, this very patient, deliberate approach that we've taken to solving this problem, we have now created, I think, a path to addressing the problem of synthetic drugs in this country. Any other questions? All right, thank you very much.